Now off hands, the orange team with a chance to clear for solo. Oh, and a tackle right on the last line of defence.
Lockie Keefe.
It is Lockie Keefe. The black team.
We're not used to seeing him in the forward line. 40 AFL games. One goal last season for a career total of 7.
As Keefe steps in for the team in black. And we wait on the goal umpire. Looks pretty good.
One of the men in the hats this evening elects to kick inboard. And Freeman just a little bit exuberant with that hand pass. It's chopped off. Jesse White kick inside 50. Getting back is Travis Cloak. He'll run into the goal square and kick his first goal of the night.
Chris got hands to it. Handball over the top. They're working through the middle of the ground. Chain of handballs. Freeman got hands on it. Now a long ball deep inside the 50 is good again. A chance here, another goal for Team Black. Almost, yes. Dropped the footy from Cox, but he's put it through.
The hamstring where the graft was taken out of, it's given me a little bit of grief. The scar tissue and all that sort of stuff. So I'm just trying to get that right at the moment, but just started, had a couple of weeks off running and just to try and settle it down, but back jogging again now, so.
Team Orange heading forward here, but the ball's been turned over. Pendlebury getting involved in the chain of handballs, working there with Thomas to Ramsey, back to Thomas as they clear up towards centre wing. Karnesis with the cap backwards, handed to his teammate also with the cap backwards in Pendlebury, who sets sail for home. It's a big kick. Going across the face, although a free kick I think has been picked out by the umpire for Corey Galt. As he takes plenty of time, steps in, very deliberate approach, and he puts it through. Towards half back for Team Black, and Pendlebury put the jukes up, but he couldn't take the mark as Grundy was in his way for Team Orange. We'll try and be as descriptive as possible with the two teams and who's playing on which team, but that's an excellent delivery of the footy. Just a really nice movement, and Cloak's got it. He's tied in on the boundary line here. He sets sail for home, and he brought it back. I reckon he has. That's an excellent kick of the footy.
Does he lose his spot in the league now that he's not on the list?
We spoke about that, and we're not going to invite him back here.
That'll go down well.
Yeah, well, hopefully he's not listening.
Yeah, a case of all the best, bye for now. Thank you for your years of service, but you're off.
Yeah.
Here's White, flying shot at the goal, is a good one, and he puts it through for Team Orange. That's his first for tonight. As Team Orange just looked to clear out of defence, was into the hands of Blair, back to side bottom as he heads up towards half forward. Really nice pick up there by Grundy. The ball, well, went through hands, but Broomhead picked up, went around his body and deep inside 50, and another excellent pick up. Gee, the Team Orange just got that fluency going at the moment. A little bit on the humid side, but no sign of the rain and the storms that was predicted. They're going to be in Brisbane tomorrow, which is where I believe my co-commentator is going.
At this stage.
As the kick is a good one.
It's a cheese, it's not cheese.
It's a goal. And he takes the mark. He's 55 from goal. He kicks into the pocket. No one can take the mark. There's a ball here for Karnesis. He's got some space, got the receive from Abbott, and he put it through.
Inside 50, maybe the push on Thomas, not paid. Chance here for Team Black. Scott Pendlebury in that left forward pocket. He assesses the situation, squares the footy up, and he's a point guard playing in an AFL midfielder's body, squares it up, and Ben Maloney will have a shot for goal from 20 metres out.
You never get sick of seeing Pendles do that. I know he's just come back from shoulder surgery in the off-season and umming and ahhing whether he should even be out there playing, but he said, no, I don't want to do the rehab stuff, so I'm going to get out and play, and backed himself to not get tackled or anything like that. And you sit there, just the way he dances around and sets up a shot 15 metres out straight in front of it, it's a goal. He just does it every game, doesn't he?
Speaking of something special, we've seen Dane Swan go from halfback, a couple of handball receives along the way and just slot it beautifully from 40. That is all class from Dane Swan.
Seen it before, haven't we?
We have. Time after time after time. He just does it easy as you like. No, just a stroll for him out here today.
Yeah, we've been really pleased with him. He's worked very hard. He had several little problems at the end of last year, and he's had the surgery, etc., and we're really pleased with the way he's going.
Second year Magpie Nathan Freeman to half forward. He'll steer a kick inside 50. And this man's had a very good evening at the office as well, as he looks to top off his VFL preseason. Ben Maloney been an excellent player in the Magpies VFL squad for the past couple of years. He's a raking left foot kick, Ben Maloney, and makes no mistake there. So he now has two goals.
Almost a one-handed mark there for Fasolo. He's pushed off the footy. Ball off hands. Now an opportunity again for Team Orange. And that looks like another goal. It looks like Goldsack has kicked it.
Swan gathers. Back to Goldsack. Shrug at the tackle of Freeman. Hands off again. Now into the hands of Swan. Point of the square at half forward. It somehow followed him. It's magnetic, that footy. And finds its way to Travis Cloak inside 50. He squares the kick. It had to be centimetre perfect. It almost was. Chance now for Elliott. Handball over the top into traffic. Getting boot to ball is Kennedy. And he gets the finish. Expect we will see Jordan Ngoi, if everything goes well for him over the next few weeks, playing senior footy early in 2015. This man will as well. Travis Varko with pace. Little shimmy. Handball forward looking for Kennedy, who kicked a really good goal earlier. Gathers the footy. Nice by hand. Off to Fasolo. Just finds the right boot around the body. Great finish from Alex Fasolo.
Now deep into attack for Team Orange. Putting a bit of a break on. Grundy over the back. Couldn't quite get hands to it. Pendlebury's there. He lost a handle on it. But Swan slicing through. Around one. Shot at goal is a good one. Geez, playing well, Dane Swan. He just sliced through there. Got around the would-be tackler as easy as you like. And that's just classic Dane Swan, isn't it? Just a wonderful night for footy all rounds.
And here's Dane Swan again. He is going to probably come out of the game sometime in the final term. That's the schedule we've received. Alan Tubby and Brendan Abbott, incidentally, their nights should be done. Mark taken there by Golf. He'll launch a wedge inside 50, high ball. It'll get to the back and able to run in and dribble one home right on the siren. Can report Jackson Ramsey back onto the field and in fine fettle because he went back with the flight of the footy with real courage. Here's Mason Cox. Already got a couple tonight. Launches one from outside 50. Gets to the teeth of goal. Lockie Keefe gathers. He'll manufacture a kick in the direction of Freeman. Did well and is able to take the mark in front of Sam Dwyer and Nathan Freeman. Read his thoughts on Nathan Freeman in a moment as he comes in on the right boot and makes no mistake whatsoever. So he kicks his first of the evening.
He's amazing, really. He can just hold that top gear for a long time, which is pretty phenomenal. And yeah, as you said, the more pre-season he gets and the more games he gets under his belt, the better it'll be. I think Travel like leading out and getting him kicking into him, he's probably definitely the one that stands out most to me.